Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar. Good morning, Zoo Files. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo, and I am absolutely over the moon. We're going to have a great day today. I finally got a little bit of sleep-ski, and I'm feeling great. Across the table from me, from Comedy Fight Club, it's your friend and mine, Matt Maron. How you doing, Doug?
What's up? Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. And next to him, a man who I think has been on Gas Digital more than me this week. he has made the great pilgrimage, but he is blessing us with his presence. It is the one and only from Panties in the Mouth, LaMare Lee.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, dude. I'm just having a hoot.
It's fucking great to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, too, dude.
I was so thrilled. I was asleep on the couch on Monday, and I just see you, fucking Allie Mae, and fucking Pitts McGee. And I was like, man, the softest, cuddliest man and two of the hottest bitches. I think I went in my sleep.
Wait, LaMare's not Tits McGee?
No, yeah, not this time.
That's exactly the group of people I want greeting me when I go.
Yeah.
just a jovial black man and two hot, a skinny one and a fat-titted one? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. Dude, one of each, baby.
Yeah, we went to Coney Island after that. It was a magical day.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Well, very glad to have you guys here. So we've been following a case here on the show, and I'm very excited to get right into it. Shannon, that goddamn butt sniffer's at it again.
No, I can't believe it. I really second-guessed whether this was actually a third time or not, but there are two different dates on these Twitter posts.
So there's a guy who's been he's had a bit of an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He keeps getting caught going into establishments, sneaking behind women, and trying to smell their assholes.
Mm.
He should figure out some type of apparatus so he doesn't have to bend down.
Or just, I don't know, make a friend.
It's probably creepier if he shows up with like a bendy straw up his nose. Like,
yeah, an upside down snorkel. So he got caught. Where was he? He was in a grocery store? Or was it a bookstore?
Yeah, the first time was a bookstore.
And then what was the after that?
It was just like a shopping center.
Okay, now he's at it again, the son of a bitch.
Damn.
Yeah,
he's
so this,
literally crossing borders.
Yes.
This time Jess says Los Angeles, but they're saying that now due to the nature, like the repetitive nature of the crime, that they're considering stricter sentencing.
Yeah, okay, do we have a photo?
I have the this is the newest mugshot.
Mm. Man,
he has ears like Shrek.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird ear. And then, so what he does, and when he was in the bookstore, he would pretend to be looking at a book on the low shelf. The lady would look away, and he would pull a quick snifferoo.
Damn.
But then she caught on to it and started filming him.
Oh, it was the same lady?
No, he's just hitting anything. He smelled like three ladies in that video.
Yeah, beast. Mm.
Is there any consistency with what the women look like, or is he just taking what he can get?
Anything he can get.
I feel like if you're a public butt sniffer, you're taking what you can get.
Young, appropriately aged, but
right.
He's
not a creep.
Yeah, he's not trying to smell piss. He's trying to smell asshole.
Yeah, cooter goo.
Yeah. Now listen, would I lie and say I've never smelled a seat? Everyone, has it happened in my life?
Yeah.
Sure. Who hasn't? Probably you guys.
No, I've done it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You ever smelled some panties? Sure.
Hey, man.
Why not?
Panties in my
mouth. Jorge?
Oh, yeah, I love a pair of panties.
Not how they feel. How they smell.
Oh, no, yeah, that's great too.
Have you ever smelled a chair after a girl left?
Yeah.
Shannon, how do you feel about this information?
It's disturbing.
Shannon staying in that seat for the rest of the day.
I feel like good marinade in it.
Not to be rude, but that seat's definitely fucking simmering with Shannon's stank.
No, I don't think Shannon has a smell. I think Shannon is whatever. Like, if there was a smell, like a pH level, I think Shannon rests at a zero.
She gets out of the chair and it still smells like a chair.
Yeah, it still smells like a chair. Yeah. Shannon's vibrator still smells like the packing peanuts. Yeah. These are all compliments about how clean your pussy is, Shannon.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Is he doing it only in bookstores? Because that
No, he's moving on to shopping malls and stuff. Okay, bookstore is perfect. I think grocery store is perfect.
Yeah, anything with the bottom shelf, really.
Yeah, grocery store. Maybe like a Models, because then you're getting a post. Maybe you might be getting post some workout pussy.
Yeah.
Maybe not like a Chipotle.
No. Chipotle. You can't sniff at Chipotle because you can't get low.
You can be at your table.
No, yeah. So you're probably not getting the whiff of what you want to be getting when you're going down to Chipotle.
Yeah, I feel like Chipotle would be an issue.
Yeah.
I think bookstore.
Now, do you think if like he's down there and she farts, does he come?
Maybe. It could be.
Pull up his face again. Let's see if he likes sniffing farts. Let's make a judgment here.
With those ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
We can definitely hear him.
He can hear it coming. He's just the pucker. Is like.
And the thing is, ears aside, he's not an ugly dude.
Yeah.
He's not, I wouldn't say he's an exceptionally handsome man, but he's fine.
He's like a guy you'd see doing pull-ups in the park and be like, oh, he's in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he must really be retarded.
Yes. Yeah.
He must be real rough.
He looked Obama ears with Biden mind.
Yeah.
Trump mind, too.
That's all I thought about that fucking dude who got caught whacking at corn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are like, oh, he's on drugs. I'm like, no, I think he's well past
drugs.
On drugs. Yeah. I think that's a... needs a handler type of dude, and I think this was like his big night out, and he couldn't.
It's crazy.
Contain himself.
It's crazy to go watch corn and take a shot at beating off in front of everybody.
he was a freak off his leash.
Yeah. If he keeps doing that, he's gonna go blind. Nah. And then somebody punched him in the head, so his coming was undone.
Yeah,
that's probably the most unsatisfying orgasm. Just getting punched in the head right as you're about to come.
Yeah. Fucking hard disagree.
Do you think he tried to get everyone else to join, like the wave?
Oh, yeah.
The jack?
Yeah, the jack. Yeah.
I mean, listen, is that technically better than applause? Of course.
Yeah, it made baseball games more exciting.
Yeah, of course. Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the seventh inning beat.
Yeah. You put the condom on backwards like a rally cap?
Yeah. We need some runs.
Yeah, but when you see that guy's face, like, he's definitely people are like, oh, he's on drugs. I think he's
just lost.
I think he might be somebody that usually has a helper.
Yeah.
That tells him not to do that.
It's funny. Yeah. Someone jerking off in public is when we draw the line at saying the R word.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was definitely, because then he looked confused when the guy hit him.
What the hell did I do?
Yeah. It's that he did it during corn.
And it's
still light out.
Yeah.
It's also weird.
Wait till system of a down.
Yeah, of course.
It's weird that that guy hit him.
Nah, I think if I was there with a kid or I was there with a little sister or my chick.
Yeah.
Not my chick, we would laugh. But I was there with like a family, and there are families there. Yeah. We forget that. You know, we are family age for us corn fans.
Yeah.
So, if there's families around, I think you crack them one.
Yeah.
I think you call security, but if nobody's doing anything, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Security did take a long time to get there. He got hit before security showed up.
Yeah, he was pretty much in open view.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad the guy that hit him got kicked out. I think the guy that hit him got arrested. For assault.
Yeah.
I'd throw that one out.
Yeah.
I'd say we lost. We lost the paperwork. Yeah.
Didn't that happen with Cain Velasquez, like, beat up a pedophile?
No, he killed.
He killed
the wrong guy.
Oh, it was the wrong guy?
Yeah, it was a guy driving with a pedophile.
Okay, never mind. Yeah. I was about to try and say a Mexican man is innocent.
Yeah,
I should have known better.
If being in a car with a pedophile is illegal. Then I know a lot of Uber drivers that got to go to jail today, buddy.
I know a lot of comedians with cars who have to go to jail.
Yeah, I know a lot of features are going behind bars. I know a lot of sober features. Okay. Hey, let's take this opportunity to get plugs out of the way. Jorge, hit that fabulous plug music. Mr. Marin, what do you want people to check out?
We got Comedy Fight Club. 10-year anniversary is coming up this Sunday, September 7th, at the Stand Comedy Club. YouTube.com/Comedy Fight Club for all our episodes. Lemaire, stop by this week and judge this past week's episode that's streaming tomorrow night. And at Real Matt Marin for my Instagram and all of my like upcoming stand-up shows and whatever I got going on.
Fantastic. Mr. Lee?
Panties and Mouth Podcast. Please check it out. And then at Lemaire Lee for all my stuff. LemaireLee.fun is my website. And then also, September 9th, I'm in Phantom Power in Millersville, Pennsylvania. And then September 10th, I'm at Soul Joe's. Come through, please.
Phenomenal. Hey, if you guys want to see me, go to my Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny or punchup.live/ZachAmico, where I have all my tickets available. I'm going on a little tour. Ocean Springs on the 25th, Mobile, Alabama on the 26th, Hattiesburg on the 27th, and Pensacola, Florida on the 28th. All those co-headlining shows with myself and Zach Holmes from Jackass. It's the Zach and Zach Too Fat, Too Furious tour. We're finally going to prove we're two different people. And I think we'll be doing some stand-up, some stunts, and hopefully come out and have some fun with us. Also, if you love the show, go to Gas Digital right now. Use that promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You get all your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. You get access to the live chat. And most importantly, you get our Friday episode. That's right, we do three of these a week, but only two go out on YouTube and Stitcher and shit like that. Why? Because it's a bonus exclusive episode just for subscribers. So if you want the full Morning Zoo experience, subscribe and save a buck off your subscription, and I'll give you a fucking big kiss. Show me that you subscribe with Zoo. I'll fucking kiss you right out of the fucking mouth, okay? All right, moving on.
I'm trying to show you I subscribed.
Thank you. All right, here's a... you know what? Let's have... Marin, you don't drink at all, right?
Yeah, I do.
But you drink? Okay. Yeah. Lemaire, you have a cocktail or two?
I have a few.
Okay. Yeah. Jorge, you drink?
Not really, no.
Okay, and Shannon, you'll have a cocktail or two if the time is right, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would love your guys' opinion. I read a tweet today that I guess going viral. I have very mixed feelings.
Okay.
And now I enjoy, I've been known to enjoy a libation or two in my day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every day. so Shannon, bring up the tweet. Alcohol, this is a lady. Alcohol at a wedding discourse is driving me insane. My fiance and I met in recovery and both have long-term sobriety. No way in hell am I paying for a bar to get other people drunk on my day. And then she continues, to answer some questions, I do think you should set expectations with your guests on what the alcohol situation is. I would not expect pork options at a Jewish wedding. I don't know if it's a right that people have alcohol for free at my wedding. Blah, 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 blah. So she's long-term sober, works at a drug and alcohol treatment center. She's uncomfortable being around drinking, doesn't mind too much, but she refuses to pay for it at her wedding. Mm. I have long time said,
yes,
you can skimp on a lot of things at a wedding. I did my wedding at a fucking venue in Brooklyn, like a concert venue.
Yeah.
The one thing, I was like, we are not making people pay for drinks.
Yeah.
Open bar is like, it's like, you have to.
I think so.
You have to.
And it's not that everybody has to drink.
Yeah. Yes. Just relapse. One night. Yeah. It's the greatest day of your night. Life. Relapse.
I respect if you're sober and you don't want to have an open bar at your wedding, you should respect that I won't be coming to your wedding.
Facts. So somebody brought up a great point, which is you have to realize weddings suck.
Mm. Yeah.
It is at least one day, sometimes 3 day commitment.
Yeah.
You're blowing a weekend.
Yeah.
You're blowing money.
Yeah.
You gotta wear a damn suit.
Thank you.
For a damn bitch you barely like.
Right? You gotta dress up. You gotta travel a lot sometimes. Well, that needs to get a hotel.
That's the thing. Are they making people travel and then get no booze? That's a problem. So if it's like in the neighborhood, it makes a little more sense. Yeah.
And I think not paying for an open bar is reflected in the gift.
That's fair. Yeah, I can see that.
Because I always feel like if you're going to a wedding, you got to cover your plate in the bar at least.
I think it'd be funny to get him an expensive bottle of wine as a gift, though.
That would be very funny. And then they try to get into, like, you know, well, how do Muslim people get married? I'm like, because they don't fucking obey the rules of their religion.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Or if they do, they're hypocrites about it.
Yeah.
And I've been to, I don't think I've ever been to, I've been to weddings where it was beer and wine only.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you had to pay for hard liquor.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm fine with that. I wasn't thrilled.
Yeah.
But I can work around that.
Yeah.
You know, I think, okay. I think if you're sober, you're allowed to have a cash bar.
Okay.
That's fair. If you're sober, but all the drinks should be one price. You know?
Oh, so discount. So maybe you throw
like 500 or whatever. I don't know how much a bar at a wedding costs, but
it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
My wedding, the open bar was $70 a person.
Holy shit.
Wow.
God damn.
I don't know what the ad. Shannon, what do you think an open bar at a wedding usually is? Or you can Google it.
Yeah, I'll Google it. But I will say that I have worked some weddings as a bartender, and there are sometimes when it's a smaller wedding that they'll like run a tab behind the bar, and then they'll kind of like send somebody to check in every so often just to see where they're at with like the bar for the wedding.
Okay.
So that's not like a terrible idea.
That's not a terrible idea.
$70 a person, I feel like that's probably going to end up being more than if people just paid on their own. I feel like some people will go over the 70, but I feel like a lot of people, most people probably wouldn't. I mean, depending on the wedding, I
guess. An open bar at a wedding can cost between 50 and 90 plus per guest, depending on the type of alcohol served. Beer, wine, standard spirits, premium liquors, and the duration of the bar service. Final price is also influenced by the guest count, venue location, and any associated fees, with averages often falling between 25 and 40 per person.
Dude, 70 bucks? You had a fucking good bar at your wedding.
Yeah, we did. It was open everything.
Yeah.
Now I like feel a responsibility to drink $70 worth of booze every time I go to a wedding.
Trust me, we got them. They had to cut like 3 people off at my wedding. I've done beer and wine only at wedding. That's fine. Not thrilled about it, but I also think it's like, if I want to do a shot or something, I can pay for that. I'm a grown up. If you're making people travel, especially if they gotta get a hotel, you gotta take care of them, dude.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, so my dad's 40 years sober, and when he had his a big birthday party a couple years ago, he was very proud that it was a dry party. Man, it sucked.
Yeah.
It was brutal. It was fucking dope.
Did he try to have a band? You gotta have a band when you have a...
There was nothing. It was just, it was fucking death.
Yeah.
And I remember it was my second stepmom, I believe. No, it was first stepmom, Sue Allen. Her brother and sister, my dad caught chugging beers in their car, and he was furious. I'm like, how does this possibly affect anything? People are just trying to get through this nonsense.
It sounds like jealousy. It's like, you can't do that. I can't do it either.
It's just that no one wants to be like, unless it's your very close friend. So assume half the people at your wedding don't want to be there.
Because they
have to be there because they are
your spouses friend.
With someone who likes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true too. I didn't even think the people who are don't even know you. Yeah. They just are friends with someone who knows, or they're dating someone who knows you.
Half the people at your at least a third of the people at your wedding don't want to be there.
Yeah.
It is a long, shitty day that is all about one lady.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it at all.
Yeah.
You gotta feed them good, and you gotta at least beer and wine them.
Yeah.
I've been to a couple weddings where they like said the service is going to be small, but the reception is what you're invited to, and it's just like come for a party with us.
I've been invited. I think that's more because I think people didn't want me around their families at the time. Where they're like, hey, the reception's here. You could just come to the reception.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Ours was very bohemian, so our reception was in the same venue.
Yeah.
They just turned it around real quick.
And a couple times when I've been invited, like, and I have to travel to go somewhere, I went to Colorado for a wedding, and then I left the next day, and all of my other friends stayed for a couple more days and, like, went hiking and did all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I would have enjoyed it. Then a friend of mine got married in San Antonio, and I stayed there a couple extra days, and everyone else slept. And I was just, like, going to Six Flags Fiesta by myself. I was, like, Googling the night before, is it weird to go to Six Flags by yourself? Because I really wanted to go, but no one else was there. And then I went, and I was just like, if you just have out of your mind that it's weird, you don't think about it, then you just have a great time.
That does sound kind of fun.
Yeah, you get to use single rider. You get to go first on every roller coaster.
That does sound pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's... I mean, our wedding was a little... I wouldn't say... It was described as a dive bar. I would not call it that.
Yeah.
I've been to dive bars.
Yeah.
This was not that. And then catering, I would say, was very us.
Yeah.
We Bear Burger.
Yeah.
Nice.
And put on the invitation. Would you like a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a turkey burger, or a veggie burger?
Yeah.
And I think that is kind of cool.
I think so.
Hamburger wedding.
Yeah.
Hamburger wedding for fat people. Very, very fun day. And we had an open candy bar, too.
That's awesome.
So on the way out, people got like a big like shopping bag.
Yeah.
And we had an open candy bar.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then our favor was a shot of Fireball and a little can of cream soda.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
good. To make a cocktail on the way home, a sweet treat on the way home.
The cream soda and Fireball, I never thought about that combo.
It tastes like deliciousness.
Yeah,
it's great. Fireball and Angry Orchard, awesome. It's called Angry Balls.
I haven't had that. That sounds really good, yeah.
And Fireball and... cold A&W cream soda, really good.
Mm.
Dude, I'm a cream soda man myself. You got a favorite one? Oh, Andy's wedding was fun. He had a cigar.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. That's dude shit.
Mm.
That's a good way to get the women away.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was no women in the truck.
I'm trying the cream soda. I think A&W is usually the cream soda I get. I like mug. I like root beer better than A&W root beer, but I like A&W cream soda better than mug cream soda.
I'm going to go... weird on this one. I like the clear cream sodas the best.
Yes.
And
Faygo?
Well, of course, I do love it. But the best, it's a very specific one. They only have it in Buffalo. It's called Johnny Ryan Soda. And they make the soda from the water from Niagara Falls.
Ooh.
And it's a sugar cane soda. So it's real sugar.
Yeah.
Glass bottle.
What was it called? I'm about to write this
Johnny
down.
Johnny Ryan soda. And yeah, their cream. And then I posted about this recently. I had a white birch beer.
Birch beer is underrated.
What's a white birch beer?
It's a clear birch beer. And I got it's a Pennsylvania Dutch soda. And I got it outside of Lancaster on a road gig.
Shout out Lancaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I would say was top tier too.
I've had birch beer. I'm big on Dr. Brown's.
Also excellent.
Dr. Brown's black cherry soda.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
What was it called one more time? The cream
Johnny
soda?
Ryan.
Johnny Ryan. Can I get it online?
I don't know. Shannon, look it up. Johnny Ryan. It's Johnny with an IE. Yeah, we go, baby.
Nick Vatterott told me about this Brazilian soda once, and it tasted like cherries, and they just got it off Amazon. I was like, these are good as heck.
There, yeah, it's gonna be expensive to get, I guess. Oh no, there you go, you can Instacart it.
That's not bad, dude. $7.
Yeah, that's the best one, man. Shout out to Paul Janik, the owner of Johnny Ryan Soda, my boy. He sponsored a bunch of my movies, and he would send pallets of soda to the crowd.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Speaking
of your movies, did you guys get the bag for that fucking Peter Dinklage?
I didn't.
No.
I was
is
far
Lloyd
away.
Scrooge McDucking right now?
What?
Is Lloyd Scrooge McDucking in a pile
of
points?
Movie, they shot that Toxic Avenger years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
and
a pandemic movie, right?
Way before, I want to say. Or like, it should have come out then.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been sitting on it forever because it was just so gory.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't see, nobody wanted to put it out. Because there was no example of a movie like that doing well.
And then
Terrifier 3 came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Unrated, because most theaters won't touch unrated shit. Or at least chain theaters.
Yeah.
But then Terrifier 3 came out unrated and did gangbusters. So then they put it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so, Lloyd's in it.
Yeah.
He
Is it anything,
gotta check.
Is it anything like the original Toxic Avenger?
It's a bit, it's a guy goes into a pit. A vat of toxic waste that comes out the Toxic Avenger.
But it's so funny that's that it. It's Dinklage. I don't know.
That's
why.
It. It's a completely different plot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dinklage is in it.
Dink is Toxic Avenger.
The Avenger. Oh, okay.
Well, he's not in the suit. He's just Melvin.
Yeah.
It's another little person's in the suit.
Is it a.
She's like a stunt lady.
I can't remember that guy's name. The guy who's always in the suit. I can't remember.
Warwick Davis?
Yeah, it's Warwick
Davis. No, he's too old. But they are doing a new Leprechaun with him.
Really?
That's
crazy.
But yeah, no, I'm sure Lloyd got a nice little check ski. Happy for him. They're gonna put it out on Blu-ray with original Toxie as a double feature.
Oh, that's sick.
So I think they'll do pretty good on that.
Yeah,
and yeah, I mean, I always felt it was a net positive, even for the people that don't like it.
Yeah,
it's a net positive because the new generation of kids will see the first one.
Yeah,
and it gets the name out there and shit. It's so funny, though, the amount of people that, I mean, up until probably about 6 months ago, I was still getting emails from people asking for jobs on it.
Yeah.
People that haven't spoken to me in 10 years, because they did a little job on a drama movie.
Yeah.
Like, hey, is there any way I could get you get me some work on this?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, they shot it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you want me to do on this.
You need any reshoots?
Yep.
Yeah. You said, why are people like, you said people were mad at it?
Some people didn't. Some people thought it was, they didn't like how much they changed.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's already a movie. Like, why reshoot the movie that already exists?
Dude, yeah.
I heard about it, but I never thought it was actually going to come out. Because, like, I was like, there's no way, like, mainstream theaters would play this.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I know a bunch of theaters balked on it because there was a scene where Toxie takes his dick out.
That's cool.
He's got a big monster hog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's radioactive.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm happy for everybody.
Peter Dongledge.
Yeah. I hope everyone makes a lot of money and they keep making fucking exploitation movies.
Yeah.
And it's gory as fuck.
Yeah. Make Toxie 2.
I'm a big Toxie 4 guy.
Yeah.
Toxie 2 and 3 are kind of a slog.
Is that the one where is he in Japan?
That's 2.
Okay.
Choose in Japan, yeah.
I watched them on G4 back in the day, and I was what the hell is this?
Yeah. Actually, in 2, he fights Michael Jai White.
Oh, really?
Michael Jai White's first movie, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
First movie, wow.
Or one of his first, yeah. Marissa Tomei is in the first Toxic Avenger as an extra.
Yeah?
Ooh. And Vincent D'Onofrio got fired.
From the first Toxic Avenger?
From the first Toxic Avenger.
What'd he do?
I don't know. Piss somebody off.
Yeah.
He won't talk about it.
Yeah, this isn't disappointing.
Because he's in the movie before that they made, I think, The First Turn On, I think it's called. He's in that. Then they hired him for Toxic, and I think he pissed somebody off, or he argued with somebody.
Yeah.
But that's back in the Wild West days of filmmaking.
Yeah. So nobody argues anymore.
Yeah, Lloyd co-directed all those movies at the time under a pseudonym, Samuel Weil. Because he was in the Directors Guild, and he wasn't supposed to direct non-union movies. So the other director is Troma's other owner, Michael, who's the real character of the two.
Yeah.
Because nobody gets to meet him.
Yeah.
And he is...
Have you met Michael?
Oh, yeah. I worked there for 10 years.
Yeah, true. It'd be crazy to work somewhere. What are you, Charlie's Angels? Yeah.
But yeah, Michael doesn't appear publicly. Very much, and he's my hero. He's so mean.
Yeah.
He's so fucking... This is when we were going to Cannes, I'm on the phone with Lloyd's assistant getting my flight information done, and I hear Michael call him in, and he doesn't know I'm on the phone. And he goes, "Who is Zach D'Amico?" I've worked there for 10 years. And he goes, "Oh, he's the star of Newcomb High. He's worked for us for a long time, this and this." He goes, "Oh, the fat guy with the little dick. Great, let's send him to fucking France on our dime." Oh, he's so fucking, he's so
like
mean.
Beast, dude. That's awesome.
He's so, we asked, because in all the pictures of them directing Toxie, he's got like a shoulder bag on. And I've never seen Michael wear this bag. I'm like, what's in the bag? He goes, "That was my problem solving bag. Inside the bag, $50,000 cash. Problem came up, go in the bag." Michael's desk also, to this day, and I know this is probably just still his desk from the 80s and 90s, all glass top. If you know what I mean. When they were writing Sergeant Kabuki Man, I do feel like the pitch was like, we need to make a multicultural, multicolorful Batman. And he's a cop. My favorite, I'll move on from this. My favorite Lloyd and Michael is I'm still an intern.
Yeah.
I am the fucking, I am shit on a shoe. I am now shit on a knee, but.
Yeah. Yes. Make your way up. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry. And I am sweeping up the kitchen area for the end of the day. And Lloyd and Mike, the way their office works, is it's a giant room. And their two desks face each other, so they're on either side of this giant room. And I'm told it's so that when you go in for a job interview, you can't look at both of them.
Mm.
So it's like a mind fuck. Somebody's always behind you.
Yeah.
So they're talking. They're both reading the paper. I'm sweeping. And this is the weekend. Do you remember Zack Snyder made a movie called Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
Before he did the superhero movies.
The Dress Girls.
Yes. So Sucker Punch was about to come out. And this is, I think it's maybe his first movie post-300.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there talking, and Lloyd goes, Michael, new Zack Snyder movie coming out this weekend, Sucker Punch. But it's a big hit. And Michael goes, Lloyd, it's going to bomb. He goes, why? Zack Snyder, he did the 300, very famous, very popular, going to be a lot of money. He goes, Lloyd, it's a movie about women beating up men. No one will pay to see that shit. All right? People pay to see Batman. Not Catwoman, okay? People pay to see Batman. Fuck Catwoman up the ass. And then Lloyd goes, maybe if Catwoman did something in the suit, like a lesbian kind of thing. And he goes, that I would pay to see.
He was right.
Yep. Yeah. And by the way, that movie bombed.
Yeah. It was a cool movie. It was pretty sad that it was girls beating up guys, though.
Yes. Yeah, now every time, Michael didn't know who I was until I got on Comedy Central years ago.
Yeah.
And now every time, Zach, when are you joining the Friars? all right, moving on. Hey, guys, real quick. Your confidence takes a big hit when you don't know if you'll be able to perform in the bedroom or not. Well, get Hims and trust that you'll be ready whenever the mood strikes. Hims gives men access to ED treatments that'll take you from maybe next time to I feel like going for round two. They have hard mints, Sex RX plus Climax Control, and trusted generics for 95% less than the brand names. In short, Hims ED makes sure you're ready to go anytime. Hop on their website real quick and talk with a licensed provider who will let you know if Hims is right for you. To get simple online access to personalized, affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/zoo. ED, hair loss, weight loss. I feel like this ad is targeted at the host. That's hims.com/zoo for your free online visit. hims.com/ZOO. Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products include compound drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey, let's get back into the show, huh? Here we go. Shannon, is this our Soldier Boy?
No, it isn't.
Which Soldier Boy is this?
Of those stupid brothers, the island.
Oh! I thought this was Soldier Boy from 90 Day Fiancé.
No, I'm sorry.
My Usman.
I thought you guys were talking about Soldier Boy. Tell him.
So there's a few Soldier Boys.
Soldier Boy from The Boys.
Yeah, yeah. So there's Soldier Boy, Watch Me Roll. Superman, that hoe.
Yes.
Then for me and Shannon, we have Usman. Mm-hmm. Who was on 90 Day Fiancé, who's just really just rolling through old ugly white pussy.
Yeah.
He's just finding his way to America. Yeah. he's just fucking old ladies and getting PS5s.
Yeah, that should be the new Coming to America.
No, it is. Yeah, so this is what the island boy. Weren't they kissing?
They were kissing.
Weren't they? I thought they were like sucking each other's dicks and shit for a while.
I think they were kissing, and then I think one of them got beat up by Charleston White recently.
All right, Shannon, what's going on here?
The Fire Island boys.
All right, so I think the kissing thing happened when they started their OnlyFans page, so I think that was to like draw publicity. But so one of them, Soulja Boy, recently had a baby, and so he's been posting pictures of the baby, and let me just show you this video first, and I'll go from there.
You. Nah, that baby's retarded. It looks blind.
So this is the baby's just obviously 2 months old.
Is the mother a bat?
The mom is E.T.
Yeah, that baby ain't good.
So people are saying that...
That's not done yet. Put it back in.
Hold this. So I have another clip here. So people are mad that they think that he's like... using this baby for clout because people are making fun of the baby. They're saying that they think the baby has fetal alcohol syndrome or some other sorts of disorders. So here's another one where he's addressing people saying the baby looks weird.
The baby has tattoos haven't like come this. In yet.
Does he look like this? Does he look like this?
Oh, he's holding up E.T.
Does he look like this?
Yes, slightly.
My beautiful baby that I'm holding right now looks like this. Do you not see this precious little face? He doesn't look like this. He doesn't look like this. Are you serious? You're doing up your mouth, buddy.
Is he being funny?
No.
Why does he only hold his baby by the cock?
Stop talking about my son like that, man. Do you understand me? I'm going to get mad. And, man, when I get mad, man, you don't want to see that side of me. I'm trying to tell you. Don't look right now. Stop talking about my son saying that he looks like E.T. He doesn't look like this. You understand what I'm saying? He does not look like this. You get what I'm saying? Babe, Alex, you think you look like this? He doesn't. Look at it. Do you think you look like this?
Yeah, this is definitely a clout farming. This is attention farming. Yeah. Yeah, there's not...
Makes sense the island boys would have a baby with an island between his eyes.
Yeah, that kid, that boy ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a 3 Mile Island boy.
Yeah. Just give it a year. Let's see what happens in a year.
You know what? That's a great point. Let give it a year. Cook. See if it grows into it.
Yeah.
Shannon, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, any baby is going to be cute. I don't know what to say. Like, it's a cute little thing, but something does seem to not be right.
Yeah.
But and then I'll show you here, like, if we're just scrolling through his Instagram, like, he keeps going back to the E.T. thing. Like, you'll see here, the E.T. come home, E.T., 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 where he's, like, responding to these comments. He's definitely, like, using it.
Yeah, it's
and he's going to go to hell for He's going to go to hell for that.
Yeah.
And it's, 2 months.
Yeah, that's not...
Set the oval.
To think a guy that would make out with his own twin brother.
Yeah.
Would be that desperate for attention from the internet.
It's funny, there's some like people get famous, they post pictures of their baby with the face starred out. He's like, look at his face. Look how weird.
Look at
it
my
is.
Ugly baby. Don't make me mad about my ugly baby. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, I always think Sam Roberts has it. Perfect,
do I look like this?
Where he puts like emojis over the baby. So there's no pictures online of the baby. I think that's classy.
Yeah.
Like I would be uncomfortable with that.
Yeah,
sometimes even my friends when they post I think it's really cool when people post pictures of, like, them holding hands with the kid from the back.
Yeah.
Anything that is really cool, but I don't need to if I'm friends with somebody and I know your wife and I'm friends with her on Instagram, I think it's great. She can. Her profile should be private.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to publicly post pictures of your kid. It's too much.
Yeah.
There's fucking weirdos out there.
Yeah, and it is.
And they send me. They send me the pictures, so I don't need. Yeah. Just post whatever you want.
Yeah.
My weirdo friends will send it to me. And that's called the private. That's for the boys.
Yeah. It's especially weird to post a picture of your baby. Everyone's making fun of it, and then you're using that to
Because he had to order that E.T.
Yes.
He Amazoned that E.T. It's not like he had an E.T. in that in the island.
Yeah.
That was one of the one piece of movie memorabilia he has.
Yeah.
A drone dropped it off.
Yeah. Package. All right. Keeping it moving. Yeah. All right. You guys are a little... How old are we?
I just turned 35.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Did you guys grow up with Boston Market?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Very frequent dinner in growing up.
Yeah.
I'm a meatloaf boy. Always been a meatloaf boy. Always will be a meatloaf boy.
You got to get the test, dude. The rotisserie?
I know. I understand. I'm meatloaf till I die soon.
I was I used to get like sliders with the thing of mac and cheese was my Boston Damn, Market go to.
But
and,
now Boston Market, few and far between, don't see it very often.
Yeah.
And there's an article here I actually didn't read. I was waiting to find out with you guys. What Boston Market changed to sabotage their own business? Shannon, fill us in.
Okay, it's kind of like a bummer of an answer. It's not as exciting as I thought it was going to be. But so it turns out that, so obviously, you know, when Boston Market started, well, it was called Boston Chicken.
Okay.
And so the main thing that they focused on was like, you know, for families to have like a good like home cooked type of meal that was on the healthier side. So they focused on the rotisserie chicken. That started in 1985. In 1990, like that's where everybody was going for their dinner. In 1993, the company went public, also doing great. 96, they reached 1,200 locations nationwide. And the customers would pass McDonald's and KFC to get their chicken.
Damn straight.
In 1996, the CEO made the decision to change from Boston Chicken to Boston Market. Mm. And it was after that they're saying things went downhill. When he added turkey, ham, and meatloaf to the menu, they started to do too many things, and they weren't doing one thing great. They were doing a bunch of things just okay.
So the chicken quality suffered.
Yeah.
You know what? I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very rarely does a place make a couple things really good.
Yeah.
Usually.
It's still the only place to this day I think I've had like sliders with chicken sliders.
Yeah.
It was like the rotisserie chicken meat in a slider, and it was awesome with whatever sauce it was that they had. Yeah. So good. My first job was that I grew up out in Queens at like by Bay Terrace Mall, and I worked at the supermarket there, and there was a Boston Market right like in the same mall, and a lot of times on my break I would go there. Yeah. Sad day when it closed.
Yeah, it's always such a solid choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston Market.
Yeah. It was always a very solid. I would probably do that on the road a lot if they were still a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the last time I had Boston Market was like 4 years ago. And then it wasn't what I remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they still around?
There's a few. Yeah. But I think they're few and far between. Yeah. Is that right, Chad?
Yeah, there's 16 left. There were 1,200. 16. Now there's 16.
Well, because, it was just like in 1993 they expanded. Was it just like a 30-year decline that's been happening then?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know what? R.I.P. Not R.I.P., but Boston Market. Hey, maybe they can pull. Maybe those 16 are killing it.
Yeah, Dead Business Watch.
Yep.
Yeah. Put Boston Market in the Deadpool.
Yeah. No. If I want the rotisserie now, I go hardcore for like Mexican.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Mm.
Mexicans.
A lot of Spanish places do either a half or a full rotisserie chicken, and it usually comes with rice, beans, and like plantains.
Mm.
And you knock that motherfucker out for like $30.
Yeah.
And it'll be good as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it ain't the rotisserie chicken from fucking the supermarket where you're like this was.
Yeah.
This bird was fucking not ready. This bird was not ready to go.
Yeah. I think they should make LeMaire CEO of Boston Market. Red Lobster hired a 35-year-old black guy, and they turned it all around.
There you go, yeah.
I'm like, first off, we're going back to Boston Chicken.
Yeah, but isn't that like that rapper that owes the casino so much money because he keeps spending so much every night?
It's Bruno Mars.
What?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno. Yeah. Is it Bruno Mars?
It's Bruno Mars.
He keeps gambling himself into more years of playing that casino. God. Do you think that's what happened
with Red Lobster?
every week the guy gets his check and he's like, "All right, Red Lobster for everybody."
Yeah. He apparently
he's an indentured servant CEO.
I went a few weeks ago for my birthday weekend. I invited a bunch of friends to go to Times Square Red Lobster for my birthday dinner, and they got these like margarita flights, like $15. Ooh. I was like, looked up the thing. The CEO, he's like, "Yeah, it's gonna be cheaper drinks and the like Mariner seafood boil bag that you can get now." And now they're not bankrupt anymore. Yeah.
Well, they were the same. I don't know if they still are. They were the same corporation as Olive Garden.
Mm. Oh, they were? Okay. That kind of makes sense.
Let's hope that guy starts doing some things at Olive Garden. They need some help over there.
I'm Italian.
Now
my mom works there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, too many late night. Mom didn't have time to cook, brought home Olive Garden.
Yeah, those breadsticks, though.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. I always told you, bring home salad and breadsticks.
Yeah.
Stop playing. I don't want this fucking bologna-ass lasagna.
What do you think? What do you rank higher? The Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits or Olive Garden bread?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, what about really. You know what I think I put above the Texas Roadhouse buttered rolls?
That's fun. Yeah,
those are.
Yeah.
I love those.
I'm going Cheddar Bay biscuit above all on that one. Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have that blueberry butter too.
Yeah.
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 Damn. That's a good one. Cheddar Bay biscuits all day, baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me something to take home.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm trying to of all like the big chains, I think that's like I got in my Waffle House on tour this weekend.
Yeah.
I got in my a little bit of Jack in the Box. The only thing I didn't get was Bojangles.
Dude. Bojangles is good. I had it for the first time like a couple years ago only. Yeah.
It's pretty nice, dude. Bojangles is a great Southern fast food. You have a cookout? Cookout's pretty good too.
I've had cookout once. We went to go Sunday night.
Yeah.
And the line was an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking nuts. The cars were out of the parking lot into the street.
Yeah. Cookout gets crazy. Yeah.
Which is nuts because I feel like everything they make, they just can throw in a bag.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long to make any of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse is probably my number one. I think some of it's because they're not in New York. So when I go, like there's one up near a room that does comedy shows in Connecticut that I'll stop at. The first time I went to one, I remember they have the option where you can like pick your steak out. And I was with Joe Gorman and Bobby Sheehan. We were doing a road gig. And I'm like, yeah, I'll pick my own steak. It's a little bigger than the others. They charge you like $10 more. And I saw them. Their seat at the end, and Joe was like, yeah, they're just hoping big dumb idiots like you are like, yeah, I'll pick my own steak to overcharge you. I'm like, well, it worked exactly like that. Yeah.
Well, you went to Crespo once, but I couldn't tell which steak you wanted.
Yeah.
So you have to be more specific.
Exactly, yeah.
You watching him eat a steak must be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll cut it for you.
Come on, buddy. Yeah. Come on, buddy. We gotta be on the road in four hours.
And you're driving, so I don't, this may be my last meal.
Yeah. I don't want you to be steak sleepy.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been being a little piggy this week because in Texas it's only barbecue and Mexican food. So I've been pigging out on Chinese food and pizza and a sandwich. Yeah. I haven't had a good sandwich in so long. I had one the other day. I was like,
where'd you go?
Been down the street.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dude, I got to take you to Leone's one day.
Yeah.
Leone's is the
sandwich.
Shannon, can you go on Leone's Instagram? Leone's Italian Heroes. Oh, this is, we're not being paid for this. However, I do know they listen. Why?
Yeah.
Because one time when the delivery guy asked me, hey, what's with you in wearing dresses all the time? And I went, they follow my Instagram.
Yeah, a few weeks ago we did my birthday roast at Fight Club. And because I'll usually, I get my dad will let me use his car for road gigs. So when they do roast shows up in Connecticut, I'll usually drive all the New York people. And I always want to stop at Texas Roadhouse. Just one after another, these like female comedians are like, Matt took me to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
and then finally Big T comes up and goes, Matt also took me to Texas Roadhouse.
There
I
we
was
go.
Like, thank God people don't think I just do this to women.
Holy moly.
This, my friend, is Leone's Italian Heroes. When I tell you, dude, these are some honkers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you even just go to the one right there that's just mozzarella and tomato in the guy's hands. Look how fucking big this thing is.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait till you see the size of it, dude.
Hey, I like that cross.
Yeah, baby. And they make their own mutts.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Because Chris, when he worked at his restaurant, used to order from... Yeah, there we go. That's how big this fucking thing is. Wait till you see the assembly. Ooh. Look at that shit. And dude, that's... So if I'm right, that is...
Dude, it's
not the Joe Pesci. That is the... Yep, Bill Gallo. That's their tuna.
Yeah.
Fresh mutts tomato. Buddy... That's $14.
Oh, really? That's good. That's a fair deal. Ass dude.
Yeah.
That's $14, baby. That's two lunches.
Yeah.
That's
sandwich
a good
for today.
Piece of fucking business.
Yeah.
Shout out Leone's. Yeah. I know I know he's a big comedy fan.
And they said he got a 2 for $25 deal.
They have that, and then on Uber Eats, sometimes they have a 2 for $1 deal at the end of the day where they need to get rid of the mutts. Yeah, they have a whole 2 for $25 menu. People get mad, be like, $25 for a sandwich. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Sounds about how trashy I am. I heard 2 for $25. I was like, oh, just like Applebee's. Yep.
The first time I ordered on the phone, the guy, I showed up in the fucking caller ID, and the owner picks the phone and goes, Is this Zach Amico from the Chip Chipperson Show? Shout out, Chip. Yeah. Love you, dog. Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood, thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. And you can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com, promo code ZOO15. Power your day, fuel your drive. Let's get back into the program, Slither.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Matt going to Six Flags by himself.
Yeah.
A little boy ran off at Hershey Park.
Uh-oh.
And this is the video footage.
Oh, no. Did he get hit?
No, no, no. Don't worry.
Oh, wait.
He climbed the monorail and took a little stroll.
Keep going. No,
keep
going. No, this way.
How old is this kid?
Not smart. I think this is the kind of kid that might grow up to jerk off at a corn show.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Island Boy's other kid?
Yeah.
Is the monorail coming?
Yeah.
How does he get up there?
That is bad parenting.
Yeah.
You know, because you always think, I got to watch my kids at Disney. There's pedos here.
Yeah.
You never think of, oh, my kid might walk in front of a train.
Yeah.
He's going to walk in front of a chocolate train.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. If you do something like that at Hershey Park, are the security guards Oompa Loompas who will sing you a song about why you shouldn't do that?
Well, in Hershey, PA, they call them something else.
Oh, yeah. I call them Hershey's. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I bet you they wish they did, too.
By the way, that would be a very funny name for black women.
Hershey's.
Yeah.
Hershey's.
Yeah.
My pronouns are Hershey.
Yeah.
Dude, that's sick.
All right, we'll do one or two more things and get the
rapper.
Fuck out of here. Up here we go.
Mama mia.
Chemical Technology Lab suggests the best hangover cure. What do you guys do to try and knock out a hangover?
Gatorade and push-ups.
Gatorade and push-ups?
Yeah.
I usually just do two Gator Lights. The orange ones. The orange ones fuel you up more.
So okay. I like this debate very much. I agree that the color of Gatorade signifies what it's for.
Yeah,
very much.
And for me, the hangover Gatorade is the white ones.
Really?
I'm lemon lime.
The ice ones.
The yellow lemon lime.
Or
for
blue.
Blue? Dude, I always throw up on blue when I'm hungover.
Yeah.
It always just makes me go.
So you're probably a quart over on blue as it is.
Yeah. I'd say red and orange is like I just played a sport.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Lemon lime is like I'm actually really thirsty, quench the thirst, or like hangover.
Hungover. Yeah.
I like that Lemaire's food pyramid is by color and not by by food.
These are blue candies.
Listen, you can have a little purple, but it's got to be the end of the day.
Yeah. My favorite flavor though, I love the green apple Gatorade.
I don't think I've had it.
It's just legitimately like, I'm like, this is one if I just like want to drink, I'll enjoy.
Yeah, the Gator Lights are a big deal on it. Whenever you order booze on the road, the place also has Gator Lights, you throw two of those in the fridge.
Yeah.
Then you get it in the morning.
Knock one out before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and then one in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, when I've been on like cruise ships before, and like morning of, I will like go somewhere, get a Gatorade, and like go to the gym and just like sweat out this hangover. It's just one of those, I know I want to drink a lot the next night and the next night and the next night. So let me just, if I wake up at 9, it'll be 2 hours before everyone else is awake yet anyway. I can like get in the gym, sweat out the hangover, and I'll be ready to drink the next night.
Nah. I'm going to remember that if I ever go to a gym.
Yes.
Sometimes if I'm really bad the night before, I'll just make myself throw up a bunch.
Yeah, sometimes. Nah, if you got it.
Yeah.
For me, I do, and they're not a sponsor anymore, but shout out Waterboy. The electrolyte mix, no calories, no caffeine, and it's like the saltiness of the Gatorade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll put two of those in a big ice water before bed and try every time I wake up or like anytime to really just chug it.
Yeah.
And that'll fucking fix you up good.
Mm.
I remember when David Lee Roth took over for Stern.
Mm-hmm.
One of his things he did the first couple days was hangover cures.
Yeah.
And his was McDonald's and a large Coke.
Dude, McDonald's is good.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like I would puke it.
Yeah. I can't think of anything I would like eat that would help with the hangover.
I puked Chipotle once I puked Chipotle on my poncho one time because I was drinking the night before. And I was like, I can get a burrito. I'm hungry as hell. But then I was like, I don't feel so good.
I did that at a White Castle. Yeah. I hungover puked White Castle in the White Castle bathroom while people were banging on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking humiliating.
Get out of here. I'm puking.
I wonder if McDonald's Coke, because like McDonald's Coke is apparently like a different thing.
Yeah, it's
than
a different recipe. It's more, it's designed so that when the ice melts, it tastes like regular Coke.
Mm, okay.
And then also the straws are a difference. We've gone through this.
Yeah.
The Sprite, too, at McDonald's is banging. And it's because it's more syrup to water, I think, so that by the time you get it, it's not diluted.
Okay.
And then also because of the big straws, there's something with, like, the bubbles.
Yeah.
Because, like, have you ever tried drinking a can of soda with a straw? You're like, this sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like anything with like a soda or anything with bubble, like on a hangover, I'm like, I need something like smoother.
Yeah. I can do seltzer sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a plain lemon-lime seltzer. Mm. Anyway, so the scientists are saying they know the hangover cure. Shannon?
Okay, so what they're saying is it's pear juice, which I don't even know where you get that, mixed with coconut water and lime. It says, according to a study done by the Institute of Chemical Technology in Mumbai.
Something else to write down. Pear juice, coconut water, and lime.
Yeah. Sounds like a prime flavor.
It says that the mix is 65% pear juice, 25% sweet lime, 10% coconut water. And they found that not only does it hydrate and replenish electrolytes quickly, but also enhances the body's ability to process alcohol.
Okay. Good to know. Maybe we'll try it, Shannon.
Where do you get I never saw pear juice anywhere. Where do you get pear juice?
I'm sure it's available. Yeah. I don't think it's... Maybe
juice pears?
Yeah. You probably juice your own pears. But
I'm sure they sell it. I feel like I've had it. Shannon, just Google pear juice. See if could we pear juice Instacart here right now? Instacart pear juice, excuse me.
It's got to be in one of those, like, that, like, food aisle and Stop and Shop where you get, like, the diced fruits and there's all, like, the canned fruit juices that no one ever actually looks at.
The Goya. Yeah. Get the Goya.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes. It's not something I would think of.
Yeah.
By any means.
Science is pear juice, lime, and coconut water. Is that, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
They did research, I hope, still.
Yeah, we're going to try it out here on the show. We're going to show up really hungover one day, Shannon.
Yeah. Right. Or maybe we should all do, you do a TGI Power Hour, and then next day we'll come here and do this.
Deal.
Okay.
You got it. All right, let's do one or two more things. Man accuses pharmacy of invasion of privacy after wife discovers his affair.
Damn. How does she discover his affair?
We're going to find out, Shannon.
So the guy went to, this is in China, I believe. China. But the guy went to the pharmacy to get the morning after pill for his side piece. He used his card. But the card was declined. It says due to some system problems, the transaction didn't go through. So the pharmacy staff, after he had already left the branch, called the number associated with the membership card, which was his wife's number, and then said that they tried to put this charge for contraceptive pills through, and that's what ruined it for him. And so now
that's
he's
on him.
suing them.
That's 100% on him.
Yeah.
That's for having the card in the wife's name.
Yeah. Right.
That's for trying to be a sneaky Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it was her card. He was trying to use her card. I think
yeah,
100%.
It was just her membership. Yeah. Her membership card.
Yeah. Like, still, I don't get. So, so he was trying to get a discount on her membership. Going, well, I'm buying it anyway. Yeah. I'm spending the 50.
Yeah,
I might as well get some points.
Also, don't they not have privacy in China? Yeah. Like, from the beginning, I was like, in China, he's complaining about invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, can he be like, well, it was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
I have no issue. Yeah, that's 100% on you, dude.
Yeah.
You can't be using your wife's fucking membership card.
Yeah.
That's fucking, yeah. That's yeah, craziness. You fucked up.
Yeah.
You. By the way, if you're cheating on your chick and you need to buy the morning after pill, you better use cash.
Yes.
Because you still got a credit card statement your wife might open up. Yep. Or she might go on your fucking, if you guys have a bank account together or she's on your banking app.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, when the fuck, hey, fucking Ching Pao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck's this $50? $50? What is $50? Pran B?
Pran B.
Yeah. $50 Pran B? That's absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah.
I hope they fucking.
It's also, there's things like that when it's like, oh, they wanted to get caught, when people like leave the trail a little bit, almost like subconsciously on purpose. I think maybe there was some of that, but then she got really mad and he was like, actually, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that.
I don't think anybody wants to get caught cheating, right?
No, but there's a little bit in general, like criminals or people who do the wrong thing, they sometimes leave enough breadcrumbs that it's like subconsciously they knew what they were doing was wrong and they want to get out of this pattern they're in.
Yeah.
And it takes getting caught and busted to do it. So they would never say they want to get caught, but it's like, I don't know, something someone way smarter than me could explain.
Yeah, I've had, in my experience, the first time I lived with a girl, I had another girl over while she was gone once, and goddamn, that bitch left her pink toothbrush on the fucking sink. And I found it as the girl I lived with was coming in the door, and I had to like snap it and like hide because I couldn't put it in the garbage.
Yeah.
So then you got to hide it and take it out to another garbage with you.
I'm going to McDonald's real quick.
Yeah. That's by the way, a pretty safe alibi for me. Yeah. but I think I believe that sometimes people either want to get caught or want you to get caught. Mm-hmm. And they leave little breadcrumbs of nuggets of truth.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have anything else before we get out of here? Oh, sure. We'll do one more cheating.
Hell yeah.
Woman warned her husband is a cheat after she spots worrying sign on household appliance. Shannon.
So this is similar to, remember, the toothbrush thing? Mm-hmm. So the appliance that they're referring to is the scale. So you know how, like, you know, you attach the scale to the Bluetooth on your phone. And apparently there was, at a time that she wasn't home, somebody who weighed in that was 120 pounds. And she's not 120 pounds. No one in her house is 120 pounds.
Oh, this fat bitch was pissed. This slob was fucking mad as hell. Shannon?
You know, it sucks. That's rude, dude. Oh, every girl, if you have a scale in your room, they do, like, fucking stand on it. And it's like, you don't need to know. You're about to ruin my life.
The scale goes one at a time.
Yeah.
So that's it. Then it updated her phone that a 120-pound person was standing on the scale.
Yes.
That's the last one we did, it was because I guess they had a Bluetooth thing on the toothbrush to like how much you brush your teeth a day. And the guy got caught brushing his teeth at like 3 p.m. or something while he was supposed to be at work.
Yeah, while he was at work, yeah. Supposed to be at work.
Oh, dude, the scale, that sucks. Yeah, we got to stop putting Bluetooth on everything.
Yeah, everything has the internet. Nothing needs the internet anymore.
Yeah, like, we got to start. You can either cheat or you can have your shit connected to everything.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid to cheat if I had a Ring cam.
Yeah.
Or the people who just have, like, their location on their phones. You can just see where each other are at all the time.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Do you cheating at a motel like a goddamn man?
Yeah.
The classic. Yeah, don't cheat at home.
Yeah, get a motel. Do something. I mean, I guess no, because that's on your credit card. You can't get a get another credit card.
You can get a
get another credit card.
Yeah,
that's for that, because you can't have the hotel show up on your credit card statement.
But can play for a motel with cash, right?
That's you like everywhere I check into wants the incidental credit card now, right?
I kind of almost like even like old credit card fraud scams you'd hear about, like. It just, you know, it's so easy to be a criminal before the internet. Like, yeah. I almost don't know how people do it now with, like, either cheating. Like, I mean, I know people do, but they have to be, like, tech wizards. It's like nerds are the criminals now.
Yeah. I've talked about it on the show before. Many, many moons ago, a guy who worked in comedy showed me. He had an app on his phone. The audio EQ app, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what that
is. So he had side pieces.
Yeah.
And he had videos and pictures of them, but he had an app on his phone that said audio EQ, and it was like treble, bass, shit like that.
Yeah.
But it was actually a safe. Mm. So when you set, you know, bass to this, treble to this, it was a locker code, and it would open up a separate video and picture app.
Ah.
And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. Yeah. But now I'm going... I feel like if a girl saw an audio EQ app on my phone, she'd be like, "What the fuck do you have that?"
Yeah.
I'm trying to make beats.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think we're going to call it there. Thank you so much for my guests, Matt Maron. And welcome back, Lamar. So great to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish you continued success. And I'm so fucking proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
You're fucking killing it, brother.
Thank you.
Congrats. And hey, we'll see you on Friday if you're subscribed. If not, we'll see you Monday. Bye bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.